Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
On a Sunday afternoon,
we're back. It's 12 after.
Couldn't get away to...
I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. 800-531-3815, toll-free coast to coast. Dr. Taryn Rose is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She's a new friend. She was trained and educated as an orthopedic surgeon. Dr. Taryn Rose, as I said. But then she decided that women weren't being paid enough attention to with regard to the footwear that they had available to them. She decided that she was going to fix all that, and she founded and is now the president of Taryn Rose International, which is a company that makes and markets shoes. Dr. Rose, Taryn, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's good to have you here.
Thank you.
And by the way, folks, she's going to be recognized next week at the Women's Business, the breakfast, to celebrate women in the marketplace next Thursday. During Small Business Week, I call it Small Business Week. The SBA calls it the National Entrepreneurial Conference and Expo. And congratulations on that, Taryn.
Thank you. But the award should go to all of my customers who have supported me.
Well said. Good job on that. All right, Taryn, let's talk about this thing now. You were a surgeon. You were an orthopedic surgeon.
Yes.
And you decided that you kind of got ticked off that women didn't have good-looking, comfortable shoes, right?
Right, because I couldn't find shoes for myself.
Now, there are plenty of clunky, as my wife calls them, clunky, comfortable shoes, but no attractive, smart, chic, comfortable shoes, right?
Absolutely. I couldn't find clothes that I could wear with my professional wardrobe as a doctor that I could still stand on 14 hours a day.
Right. Yeah, that's a challenge that whenever we travel, when my wife and I travel and we're in New York or Washington or wherever, and we're, you know, between meetings, we've got things going on, you know, she has a hard time staying with me all day in the shoes that are available to her.
That's right. And, you know, I get fan mail from men as well because they love it when their wives can walk and enjoy their vacation the way they want to.
Because God forbid that we put on something clunky that was also comfortable, right? When, I mean, women are not going to do that, right?
No, because, you
what's
know
up,
what?
Wait, Taryn, what's up with that?
Well, it's a lot of the image we have of ourselves that we want to be smaller, we want to be slimmer.
Yeah.
You know, a higher heel gives you a leaner, firmer appearance with your calves.
Mm-hmm.
So it's what's built into our head through all of the advertising and media that's out there.
And this was more much more compelling. I mean, how long did you go to school? You had to go to school 10 or 12 years to become an orthopedic surgeon.
Oh, yes, it was a long way.
After high school.
Right.
So after all that investment of time and becoming a doctor, I mean, you are a medical doctor, after
yes.
all that, why did you decide to forsake that, and basically, I guess that's what you've done, and become a business owner?
Well, this is my passion. I had a vision, and I really felt that I could change the way women looked at fashion, the way women can basically have options of what they wear. I always say, you know, choose your comfort zone based on the day you're going to have.
Right.
I'm not anti-heels at all. If you're just going to go and sit down at dinner, by all means, you know, put on the high heels, have a great time. But if you're going to have to walk up and down, you know, an Italian cobblestone street with your husband, have a good time and be comfortable.
Well, women are crazy about their clothes, but there's a special thing with their shoes, isn't there?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, guys cannot possibly understand this.
No.
I don't think that we have a comparable article that we feel about like we do. I mean, even maybe our golf clubs, but probably not really like women do about their shoes.
Some men have a thing for ties. You know, it's an accessory.
Yeah, but that's some men. All women have a thing for shoes.
Yes, well, you know, I think it's just comparative to men, because when you think about it, there's such a variety in women's clothes, from the different hemlines to different pants. Now pants come in long to shorter versions, to different fashion styles. I mean, just this season alone, you can go anywhere from very ladylike clothing from the 50s influence to the mod influence of the 60s.
Right.
And
well, what is it about your
require different footwear.
What is it about your shoes, though, that is revolutionary?
Well, I have put the same kind of luxury level leathers and hand workmanship and combined it with the technology that is out there for, let's say, diabetic footwear, which is called Poron. And also I place an arch support in most of my shoes. And I think about flexibility. The lasts are wider to fit a real woman's foot.
The last is essentially the foundation of the shoe, isn't it?
Right, right. Mm-hmm. So basically, I've thought of all of the different factors that would keep a woman comfortable, but I also use luxury-level materials and workmanship that you would find in the designer footwear.
And you didn't, when you were contemplating this as a doctor, as an orthopedic surgeon, you looked around, you didn't see anybody doing this?
No, not at all.
And
not
so
at
you
the
saw
luxury
an opportunity.
Level.
You saw an opportunity that was so compelling that you decided to forsake your education and your career, at least for the time being, as a medical professional. Now, folks, when we talk about do what you love, follow your passion, this has got to be the poster child for that. Karen has got to be the poster child for that.
You know what? I didn't forsake my education because I use a lot of what I've learned.
Yeah.
Including not just facts, but discipline and integrity.
You never know how your life will lead you, do you?
Exactly, because when I walk into the office in the morning, it's as if I'm making rounds on a patient.
Yeah.
You know, I check all the systems of the business to see if it's healthy. So I go through accounts receivable, I go through sales,
right,
payables.
Check those customers, make sure they're happy.
Exactly.
Yeah. Taryn Rose, stand by. We're going to take a quick break. Folks, the company is Taryn Rose International Incorporated. We'll give you a website in just a little bit. When we come back, we're going to find out what keeps Taryn up at night, if anything. I bet there are a couple of things that wake her up a little bit early, because she's a business owner. That's the way it is. 20 after. Stay with us.
And you need a helping hand.
We're back. It's 23 after.
And
I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with Dr. Taryn Rose, who's the president and the founder of Taryn Rose International Incorporated, which is a company that makes and sells shoes that make sense for women. They're good-looking shoes that make sense for women. And I don't know why your company wasn't started 200 years ago, Taryn, because, boy, I tell you, you know, women, this is a constant complaint. Women saying, you know, I wish I could find shoes that look good and were comfortable. And so that's what she's done, folks, and she's making shoes that make sense for women. And everything's great, right, because she had a career as a professional, as a doctor, as an orthopedic surgeon, decided she wanted to follow her passion. She's having a great time. Everything's wonderful, right? Absolutely not a problem in the world, right, Taryn?
You know, there's a problem at every level.
Really?
And yes, I have to
Boy,
say...
Boy, I never heard of that from a small business owner. What wakes you up at night, Taryn?
Well, at the very beginning, it was, my gosh, you know, is this going to actually work? And let me tell you that my first season, my first year, I had $73,000 in sales, according to...
Your first year, you had $73,000 in sales.
Right. And
wow.
This last year, in 2003, we did $16 million.
Wow. And how many years... I mean, in what years of time does that take?
5 years.
In 5 years, you went from 73,000 to 16 million.
Right, right.
Now, folks, if you wondered whether she saw a niche that was out there, that'll explain it to you. Because there are plenty of opportunities for women to buy shoes out there, aren't there?
Absolutely.
Just go in the malls. Just go in the malls.
Well, when you think that, you know, with such growth, everything would be nice and rosy, but it's actually very difficult to keep up with that kind of growth because you constantly have to have the capital.
You have to fund the growth, don't you?
That's right.
I bet that was one of the surprises that hit you, wasn't it? Because a lot of people who are not business, who don't have big business backgrounds, they didn't expect that being successful would be a problem.
Exactly. One time I remember asking my account, I said, if I'm doing so well, where's all the money?
Exactly.
And he said, you know, it's going into your growth.
Yeah.
He said, until you level off and plateau, you're not going to see any money.
Mm-hmm.
So I just had to accept that.
Well, see, that's the thing. People drive by a business in town, and they see them growing, they see customers, and they see, you know, the company's gotten some recognition, et cetera, et cetera. And people think, well, golly, they must be rolling in the dough. And the truth is, they might not even have taken a paycheck that week.
That's right, because you have to make sure that the employees that you just hired to increase your infrastructure to be able to support the growth have their paychecks.
You actually can grow yourself out of business, can't you?
Yes, if you don't do it at the right rate of growth for what you can handle based on your resources.
How did you do when you were trying to get the capital to grow your business? Where did you get it?
Well, when I first started, I have an SBA loan of $250,000.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the seed, and I've grown it organically since. A lot of times you can deal with your cash flow issues by getting your suppliers to extend their terms, stretch it out, and then we worked very hard on our accounts receivable.
Making sure that your accounts payable weren't upside down with your accounts receivable.
That's right. And, you know, for me, cash flow is the bloodstream of a business.
Profit is the queen of business, but cash is king.
Exactly. And, you know, that's the other thing that people who don't have an extensive business background are surprised by. Because, I made the mistake of the second year seeing so much profit. I said, oh, well, you know, I can go open up another store in New York. And then, you know, I realized once I'm in the lease and building it, this is going to take a lot of cash flow out.
Profit is accounting. It's not cash, is it?
Right. So there's just two different things. And it's good that I learned that earlier on because I'm much more careful. I demand a very hard look at cash flow.
Taryn, there are ladies out there listening right now who are screaming at me, blasting game. Tell us how we can get our shoes, or we're going to kill you if you don't do that. So, Taryn, how do we find your shoes?
The best way is to look on our website, taryn.rose.com.
And that's T-A-R-Y-N, right?
Right.
Rose.
And,
just like you
Rose.
Think it would be. Taryn.rose.
.com.
.com.
And
okay.
We have a retailer locator on our site to help you find the nearest retailer to you.
What if there isn't one nearby?
I'm sorry?
What if there isn't a retailer nearby?
They can call our retail stores in Los Angeles, Beverly Hills, New York, and San Jose, and we're happy to ship to you.
Okay.
And, you know, of course, you can return if it doesn't fit.
And they can find those numbers on the online, but you want to give us a number?
It's 1-877-440-ROSE.
Taryn, I only have a few seconds. How, are the shoes expensive? Are they in the high end?
Yes, they are very high end because we use top level materials and workmanship.
What's an example of a middle level of a line shoe? How much?
$350.
$350. That's expensive.
Yes.
But if it makes you comfortable, right?
Your feet should be an investment.
Exactly.
They should be worth it.
That's your elevator
your hair,
speech.
You're not walking on your hair.
That's your elevator speech. Thanks, Taryn.
Thank you.
See you next week.
Thanks.
29
Bye.
After. Right back. Stay with me.
Thank you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.